From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Some 30,000 Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga and Sunni tribal fighters are engaged in a long-anticipated assault to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, the country's second largest, following a two-year Islamic State occupation. The ground and air assault was launched early Monday from multiple directions against an estimated IS force of between 4,000 and 8,000. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook said the fight for Mosul carries a great deal of symbolic importance.
Over 2 years, ISIL has brutalized the city's population, committing horrific atrocities. This is a fight to free hundreds of thousands of innocent Iraqis from ISIL's rule.
The U.N. resident and humanitarian coordinator for Iraq, Lisa Grand, expressed alarm over the fate of the civilian population in the city.
We would expect that up to 1 million civilians would try and leave the city. Of the million, upwards of 700,000 people would need some kind of shelter. They would be unable to reach villages, or they wouldn't be sponsored. They would depend upon us to be in a camp or to be in a tent or to receive some kind of direct assistance.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has called the battle the decisive moment in the campaign to deliver the IS group a lasting defeat. Gunmen in Niger Monday attacked a high-security prison housing Islamist militants in an apparent bid to free them, but they were repulsed. Local Governor Shelutan Mohammed said the situation is under control. He said the attackers are on the run and being pursued. One of the attackers was killed, two guards wounded. The attack took place in the early hours at a prison in Kotukale, northwest of the capital Niamey, landlocked Niger, surrounded by Islamist groups in neighboring Nigeria, Mali, and Libya. This is VOA News. The Russian Defense Ministry announced Monday Russian and Syrian armed forces are preparing for an eight-hour humanitarian pause in the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo on Thursday. Lieutenant General Sergei Rushkoy said the October 20 pause would last from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time and allow for the free passage of civilians, the evacuation of sick and wounded, and withdrawal of fighters. He said there were two corridors will be available by which people can leave the city. But U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called it too little, too late.
I guess we'll see. You know, if there is actually an eight-hour pause and the unremitting suffering of the people of Aleppo, that would be a good thing. But frankly, it's a bit too little, too late.
New air attacks Monday in and around Aleppo killed dozens of civilians, including children. Hundreds of civilians have died in a pro-government assault in the rebel-held sector that began a month ago. The UN Security Council Monday strongly condemned North Korea's recent failed missile launch and threatened additional sanctions. The council said the launch was in grave violation of past UN Security Council resolutions. Pyongyang must refrain from further testing of ballistic missiles and nuclear devices. The North tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but it exploded after liftoff. A longtime prisoner at the U.S. Military Detention Center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, who wrote about his 14 years of detention, has been freed and returned to his native Mauritania. Mohamedou Ould Slahi, author of Guantanamo Diary, was suspected of having links to al-Qaeda, but insists he joined the anti-communist Mujahideen in Afghanistan in the 1990s. He was questioned about his involvement in an abandoned plot to set off explosives at Los Angeles International Airport on New Year's Eve, 1999. At least 14 people were killed over the weekend in clashes between Fulani herdsmen and local farmers in Nigeria's Kaduna State. Some were hacked to death, others burned beyond recognition. Clashes over grazing rights and land have occurred in the past between the Muslim Fulani herders and largely Christian farmers of central Nigeria. At least 19 people died, mostly by smoke inhalation, at a private hospital during a fire in the eastern Indian city of Bhubaneswar Monday. The blaze broke out in the dialysis ward. Dozens of patients were transferred to other hospitals, some in critical condition. The house in which Nazi leader Adolf Hitler was born may soon be demolished. Austria's interior minister said a new building could take its place. Wolfgang Sobotka told an Austrian newspaper a government commission determined the house in the town of Braunau am Inn could either be torn down or altered in hopes this will end a difficult chapter in the country's past. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.